Welcome to Real Mom Talk, a show that brings a little sanity, help, and humor to the insanity we feel as a mom. I'm your host, Alicia Carlson, and I want to dig in and talk to you about what it is that is holding you back from being the mom you want to be. Is it mom anger, anxiety, or just complete overwhelm? Well, girlfriend, we're going to change that. Together, we'll move you from feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, and stuck to tapping into the joy of motherhood. So get ready to snort, laugh, dig deep, and be soul-fueled with Real Mom Talk. My friend, you are on your way to being that freaking awesome, happier mom you were meant to be. Hello. Welcome back to Real Mom Talk. I thought it would be fun to talk about movies for a couple of minutes. I love movies. I do. I love movies. If you were to come to my house and ring the doorbell some night and I'm having a chill night, you will find me in my PJs, all wrapped up in a big, fuzzy, warm, cozy blanket with a goblet, not just a glass. We are upscaling this baby. A goblet of wine. And there I am, probably watching a rom-com if it's my choice, but just chilling and vegging out to a movie with my wine, and I am happy, so happy. Growing up, my parents and I used to play movie trivia, but it was about lines on movies. So for instance, the classic line on Home Alone where Kevin's uncle is like, "Look what you did, you little jerk." That is funny. It's just funny. And so we would pick out these funny little quips from movies and start using them in our regular conversation. I have even trained my boys to do that. It's really humorous to listen to. My husband was never into movies as much. During his free time, he was on the computer doing something and usually was like something nerdy or he was taking something apart. He is an engineer, remember? And he does not have the same sense of humor that I do. So he does not enjoy movie time as much. And he's like, "Alicia, you're killing my brain cells. Now I have to remember all of these movie quotes because you're always asking me or you're saying something in conversation and using that line." And I'm like, "What movie did that come from?" Sorry, honey, I did make your life more exciting. But anyways, tying this all in together to our conversation today, one movie really has stuck out to me in the years. It is a movie that was released in 2008 called The Yes Man, starring Jim Carrey. If you have not seen the movie, I'll just summarize it for you real quick. So Jim Carrey's character said no to basically everything. Someone said, "Oh, hey, do you want to go to a costume party?" And he was like, "No." Just anything that you could ask the guy, he was constantly turning down. And he would do it in a snarky or sarcastic way. And it was, "Nope, nope, nope." Anyways, one day, a friend comes up to him and says, "You know, you're not really living your life because you're just saying no to everything." He's like, "I think you should come to this conference with me." So Jim Carrey goes. He's sitting there with this friend and he does not realize that the conference is all about the power of saying yes. And the main speaker somehow gets over there to Jim Carrey and he asks Jim Carrey a question. Of course, Jim Carrey answers no. And the guy thumps him on the head with the microphone and he was like, "Okay, we're going to change this from now on. Anytime somebody asks you a question, the answer is yes. You are going to become a yes man." So far, Jim Carrey's character has been the no guy. He's been the party pooper. He's been the one that's saying no to everything, turning everyone down. It's no this, no that, no everything. And now he does this complete 180 where he can't say no. So he's in a coffee shop and you know all of those sheets that are tacked up on the bulletin board that have the cutoffs, the little tear-offs of the phone numbers. One of them is like, "Would you like to play the guitar?" And he's like, yes, I would. I would like to learn how to play the guitar. And so he's doing all of these different things. He gets himself a mail order bride because he can't say no. It's very humorous. But the reason I can relate to this so much is because I was a no mom. I was a no mom. You know, I'm watching this movie and I'm like, ha, oh boy, how many times have I said that? And then it kind of got to the point where I was like, oh crap, how many times have I said that? How many times have I sounded like Jim Carrey's character where he just turns everything down? And it's not because I'm not a fun person. I am. I am my own party. I am a walking party. I'm a party on legs. Anywhere I go, it's a good time. But I'm a control freak. And I was saying no to everything because I needed to have parameters and order so that way my anxiety wouldn't get going, so I wouldn't get overwhelmed, so I wouldn't get bombarded. And so I said no. I said no a lot. Not necessarily to friends, but to my kids for sure. And that's where I want to take a look at how we parent and what would happen if we actually said yes to our kids. How would that change your parenting? How would it change your kids? Now, I'm not talking about raising entitled, spoiled brats. That is definitely not my thing. You are never going to hear me say, spoil your kids. Yes, I love to treat my kids. We love to do adventures together, to bring home a new game every now and then. But I don't want entitled kids that think they deserve everything. Like when your kid asks you in the checkout line if he can have gum, there's still room for the word no in your parenting. You don't have to say yes to that. But what if saying yes opened up new possibilities for our kids? What if saying yes helps them to discover and develop their God-given talents and abilities? What if you knew that saying yes would build their self-esteem and their self-sufficiency? Would you do it? Of course you would. We want the very best for our kids. So today I want to talk about flipping our mindset. Let's discover how we can turn off that automatic response of no and start saying yes more often, because it will change both your life and your kid's life. And as we go along, I would like for you to question that. What is the best that could come out of me saying yes? So many times we get stuck in that negative mindset, the worst case scenario. But let's switch that. Let's ask ourselves, what is the best case scenario? Because it's going to be groundbreaking. So I told you that I'm a control freak, but thankfully I can say I'm a control freak in recovery. It doesn't mean I still don't like control. It means I am letting loose, that I am learning to be hands off, that I am learning that there is so much more joy and freedom in allowing my kids to have freedom and allowing them to explore and discover than there is when I'm there with that, quote, extra supervision. And I mean, if we want to be real honest, we're just going to call the extra supervision by the ugly names that it really is, which is micromanaging, helicopter parenting, perfectionism, paranoia, anxiety. I used to say no or don't do that so many times that I'm surprised that my boys even learned what the word yes meant. When I step back and evaluate what my parenting perspective was during that time, it is really tough to see that I was super controlling, super harsh. I mean, what was so wrong with saying yes? So moms, especially control freak mamas, you know who you are. I am speaking to you right now, honey, and please don't hate me for this. You know this is real mom talk for a reason, right? But I need you to hear that being able to let go of those control freak tendencies will free you. It will free your heart and your mind and help you to really enjoy your kids rather than suffocate your kids. So a couple of years ago, when I went and visited my doctor for what she thought was just going to be my regular annual physical, that's when I had sprung up the whole, I think I need help talk on her, because I knew I had anger issues and anxiety issues, but I had not been willing or ready to address them. One thing that she said to me during that appointment, which will bring this little story back to my point of saying yes, is this. She said, I used to avoid moms who were constantly hovering over their kids. I avoided them at all cost. Then I started to understand them, and now I feel sorry for them. They are trying to control their surroundings and their kids because they don't know how to control themselves. Can I just get a yes and amen right here? That was me. I was one of those moms. I have lost several friends because I was the harsh mom, the strict mom, the micromanaging mom. And once I realized that what my children were doing wasn't as bad as the battle going on inside my heart and my mind, I realized that I could relax a little bit. Those words, it's not you, it's me, as much as we hated them during our dating years when someone would break up with us or when we were doing the breaking up and everyone used that phrase, it's not you, it's me. Those words are actually words of maturity for moms. It means that we have opened our eyes to see the work that we need to do on ourselves. And honestly, that is not a bad thing. So moms, why are you saying no to your kids? What is it that's causing the no to be your first and initial reaction? One thing that I realized in my own life was that growing up as an only child, I was very protected. And I mean, my parents protected me because they loved me. They wanted the very best for me. I was their only child. And so they wanted to make sure that nothing happened to me, that they invested everything in me. And I appreciate that. I love that. My parents are wonderful. However, it made me overly cautious because I was so overly protected. And I have had things over the years where I remember my parents saying, don't walk underneath the garage door when it's going down in case one of the springs break. The garage door could go down and I've said that to my kids. I've yelled at my husband for that. And sometimes we just don't understand the words or the paranoia or the fear that is coming out of our own mouths. We think that we're saying these things to protect that other person and maybe haven't done the research. And so, for instance, that example, my husband was like, honey, I know that that's what you've heard. I know that that's what was told to you as you were growing up, but I looked up on Google and the chances of a garage door crushing you are less than the chances of winning the lottery. There you have it. So those things that I was saying and repeating weren't necessarily educated things coming out of my mouth, but rather because I was fearful. I had that instilled in me growing up and now it's spewing back out of me. It was funny. I think it was my oldest son's first grade teacher that said that he was like the little policeman of the classroom, that he would walk around telling the other kids, be careful, be careful. And I realized, oh my goodness, those are the words that he's hearing me say. I am so worried about him. I'm so overly protective of him that these simple things are now making him fearful. And I didn't want him to be that way. I was telling him no to all these things because I didn't want anything bad to happen to him. But yet when I heard that he's walking around and repeating this, it's not like I'm saying yes to him jumping off the roof, but I was holding him back from trying anything. I was holding him back from trying new things. And now he's cautious of what he's doing and of everybody else. And I don't want my boys to grow up in that state, having those feelings. So what is it that's going on in your mind that's causing you to say no? The worst case scenario is that someone could get hurt, potentially die. Let me tell you, my oldest, Connor, has thankfully grown out of any kind of fear. And this summer, we had just been back from vacation for 2 days, and I took the boys to a skate park. They were so excited. It's the first time that I've ever taken them to one. So they had loaded up their scooters. They loaded up their skateboards. We went to the skate park. They were having a blast. Connor and his youngest brother, Ethan, they were wild things in there. It's like someone unleashed them. They had no fear of going up the big ramps and coming right back down them. And they were trying to teach Dylan how to do this. And Dylan was timid, but he was trying to work through that timidity when all of a sudden Connor falls off the skateboard and breaks his arm. Oh, we have our first major broken bone. He'd broken two toes the year before, one right after each other. But now this was our major, oh, crapola kind of bone break. So I take him to the orthopedist. He goes through all of the stuff. He had to have his arm reset at the surgery center. He was in a cast for 6 weeks. And then afterwards, a round of physical therapy. And he had 6 more weeks until he was in the clear. And the day before his 6 week checkup, where the doctor was going to sign off and say, hey, buddy, your arm's all good. The day before, he was riding his bike, was riding towards the corner too fast, grabbed the brakes, flipped over his handlebars, and broke both arms. Broke them both. You know, you kind of joke about this. It's something crazy that you see on television with someone having both arms and cast out in front of him, walking around like a mummy. Well, thank goodness he was not to that degree. He had broke above the wrist on the left arm, but he broke the right arm in the same exact spot that he had broken it when he fell off the skateboard. The point is, I can't imagine telling my kid that he can't ride his bicycle just in case he were to fall off and break a bone. I can't imagine telling my kids that it's not okay to ride their scooter or to try out a skateboard just because I may be fearful of them trying something different. But here I was saying no to my boys all the time. Don't get muddy. Stay out of the dirt. Don't jump in the puddles. No, we're not going to get Play-Doh out today because the kitchen counter is covered with stuff that mom should have taken care of earlier. No, 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 no. No, we can't go to the park. Mom's busy. The things that they were asking were relatively harmless. I just didn't have the capacity to realize that saying yes was better than it would be for me to say no. Of course, they ask, oh, mom, can we stay up till 10 o'clock tonight? No, honey, it's a school night. That's not going to happen. This weekend, maybe. Tonight, no. Still put those parameters in there. But what if you learned to say yes consistently to playing in the mud? Oh my gosh, my boys went to my in-law's house and so desperately wanted to play in the mud. And so my mother-in-law was like, sure, why not? Because mom doesn't let us. And she's like, well, you're at grandma's and grandma's doing your laundry. So you just go play in the mud. You just roll down the hill into the mud if you want. And they did. And they had a blast. And my mother-in-law and father-in-law are telling me this. And I'm looking at them like, oh my God, they did what? And the boys are like, mom, it was so much fun. Oh, okay. And did you just throw their clothes away? What did you do? And she's like, no, I just sprayed them down good. They were in their play clothes. No big deal. Oh, that is something that would have never crossed my mind. I'm honestly still not a big fan of mud, but it wasn't the end of the world and it wasn't on my time. So whatever. Grandma wants to clean it up. Let grandma clean it up. What if you said yes to finger painting? I've heard moms say, I don't even like my kids painting because they just make such a mess. I have felt that way so many times myself, but I realize that messes are cleanable. Do make sure that if something gets dropped, it's not damaging, but the counter can be wiped, just like it gets wiped after your kids get done eating. What if you said yes to getting a pet? Within reason, of course. If my boys would have asked to get a snake, that would be a big hell no. But we had a guinea pig until he passed away. Now we have two kittens, and they have brought us so much joy. And the expectations were put out there. Hey, if we get a pet, this is what we expect you to do. This is how we expect you to help. What if you just said yes to simple things like having popcorn for dinner or yes to that family bike ride that the kids have been asking to go on? What if you said yes to expanding their play territories outside? So it used to be when our kids were little, they could go from this driveway to this driveway. And then once they reached a certain age, we let them go to the end of the block where we could still see them. And then we started letting them go around the cul-de-sac and back. And then, you know, we just kept growing that to the point that now we allow our boys to walk two blocks away to the school and go play on the playground there. We still have check-ins. They used to set an alarm on their Garmin, and after 25 minutes, they would have to walk home and check in. Now that they have phones, they take their phone with them. They call me, they text me, whatever, and we do our check-in there. But what about expanding their boundaries? What if you said yes to taking them to the park? What if you said, yes, mom's going to put her phone down. I'm going to close up my laptop. I have oodles of work to do today, but I can take 1 hour and we are going to go to the park and we are going to get your energy out and we are just going to get some sunshine and bask in that warmth and we are going to get some fresh air and then we're going to come home and we're all going to be refueled and feeling good and have those wiggles out and then I can sit down and concentrate again. Try saying yes to jumping in the puddles and doing science experiments. 1 year over winter break, I could barely use the kitchen island because our kids had science experiments covering them. I mean, we grew crystals in a jar. We grew crystals in a tree. We had a volcano that literally oozed everywhere. It was fun, though. It was fun. Even our youngest kid, who wasn't doing the experiments on his own, he was helping his brothers, and he had those little foam capsules where you drop the capsule in a cup of hot water and you watch it dissolve and then it turns into like this little foam animal or bug. He thought that was great. So much fun. And guess what? It didn't matter that I didn't have all of my space. I can make do. Bring the joy into the home. What if you said yes to letting your kids try a new sport or activity or letting them cook a meal on their own? Oh my goodness, I don't even know why. One night at dinner, we were having this conversation about how to make eggs. And I think it stemmed from the neighbor kid. Our boys were like, oh yeah, Chris makes eggs. How do you even make eggs, Mom? And I'm like, well, you know, there's a gazillion different ways, but the easiest way is to just scramble them. And so I was giving them little steps like, okay, well, first, make sure that you have a non-stick pan, or if you're afraid it's going to stick in that pan, you put a little bit of oil in there and you crack your egg. And you know, grandma always taught me to crack an egg in a coffee cup just to make sure that you don't get the shell in what you're cooking. So I crack it in the cup first and make sure that there's no shell. And then I stir it up in the cup and then I pour it into the skillet. And then you kind of wait until it starts getting spongy looking and you turn it over and you make sure that all the parts of it are cooked through. Funny thing is, the next morning, so that was on a Saturday night. The next morning, on Sunday mornings, even during COVID, we watched church every week. Just like we were going to church, we watched church on Sunday mornings, same time. And so anyways, my husband and I had slept in. The boys had been up watching cartoons and TV. And I heard the pots and the pans downstairs, but I was just like, oh, you know, they're probably getting out the toaster or whatever. When we came downstairs, they had made us eggs. Connor had done the cooking. Dylan, who usually works in the kitchen with me, had done the supervising and the walking through the steps of. And our youngest, Ethan, he had a hand in there somehow too. And so when Brad and I came down, we were thinking, oh, we'll just grab something quick and we'll head in and we'll watch church. And here the boys were like, look, we made you eggs and coffee. And I'm like, oh, can we maybe not try cooking on our own for the first time when mom and dad aren't in the kitchen and there's a possibility that you could start something on fire? Because I'm an adult and I boiled water and started a fire. No joke. It really happened. I know it doesn't even sound possible, but there had been a drip of caramel that had fallen onto the burner after I made breakfast one morning and I didn't realize it. And so it was right before Easter and I was making deviled eggs and I was boiling the water and the caramel that was on the burner caught on fire. And my husband's like, seriously, how do you burn water? So take these things into consideration. You know, don't have him cook without supervision, but don't say no. Because since then, since I started saying yes, I've been more present with my boys. That sounds so weird. It's not because I have to monitor them more. It's because I enjoy seeing them do these things because it engages us. And sadly, what I realize is that often when my kids were asking for things, it wasn't that they were asking absurd questions. They were really just asking for me. They were asking for me to let them try something new. They were asking for my time, for my attention. They were asking for me to be present in their day with them, for me to put down the computer, for me to stop cleaning the house, and for me to really see them, really, truly see them, not just have them as a side conversation while I'm doing something else. Sometimes saying yes can be really annoying. Really annoying. Like when your kid asks you to watch him try to ride his bike on his own and he falls off 200 times in a row. But then there's that one time that he does stay on and he keeps pedaling down the sidewalk. All he wants is to hear you cheering him on. So those 200 fall-offs, while they were frustrating and you were thinking, oh my goodness, I could have prepped dinner by now, that one time meant the world to him that you saw him ride his bike. And often saying yes will result in a mess. Like we just talked about the mess of finger painting. I can't even pretend like I'm okay with messes. They make me crazy. I can barely keep my house clean and myself sane. So adding mess to my busyness just isn't in the itinerary. This is usually where I would say no. However, learning to say yes has opened wonderful new areas of independence for my kids. One morning, Connor, he was 9 years old at that time, came upstairs. I was getting dressed and ready for the day, and he came up, and he asked if he can make breakfast. Now, all three boys, so if Connor was 9, it means that Dylan was 7 and a half, and Ethan was 5. So they, all three, wanted waffles with Nutella. Just simple toaster waffles with Nutella on them. I remember like it was yesterday. I gritted my teeth, and I took a deep breath, and I looked at his sweet little face, and I said, yes. You should have seen the look on his face. He was so bewildered. He never expected me to actually say yes. In his mind, I'm sure that he was questioning if I was going to come downstairs and throw a fit because the kitchen was a mess or he wasn't maybe doing something right. Truthfully, I surprised myself. I was not really expecting myself to say yes, but I did. And especially on a school morning, which always means that, you know, we're trying to hurry, trying to get out the door quicker. But for some reason, maybe just because I didn't want to be nagged that morning, I don't know, maybe it was an act of God. But that morning, I said yes. And so I decided, oh, Alicia, you should probably not be down there while the boys are making breakfast. Now, I had already given them instructions about using the toaster. Like, they know, never stick a knife or anything metal into the toaster. Don't put your fingers down in the slots. It's better to toast it on the light side first and then have to put it back down rather than turning the knob all the way over and making it burnt. So they already had these instructions from all of the other mornings that we'd made breakfast together, and now they wanted to try it on their own. So that particular morning, I was just like, okay, go do it. Let me know when you're done. I stayed upstairs to make sure I did not blow up and lose my crap. And when they were done, Connor came upstairs and he said, okay, Mom, we made breakfast. I went downstairs to the kitchen, totally expecting the countertops to be covered in Nutella and stuff to be everywhere. And I walked in. They had their plated Nutella waffle sandwiches at their spots at the counter. They had the milk ready for me to pour, and they had wiped everything down. Like, you couldn't even tell that breakfast had been made in there, and especially not made by a child. I mean, I was stunned. They managed to work together without fighting. It was just pure joy. I was overjoyed that day. It was such a nice break for me, but even more than how relieved I felt, the boys were overjoyed. They were so proud of themselves being able to make breakfast. They felt trusted and independent. And here I was upstairs the whole time fretting about this mess and that we'd have to rush for school. And instead, we found this place of joy and calm just from a simple yes that morning. Since then, the boys have been making their own breakfast every single day. It gives them some time together. It gives them independence. They get to choose what they have for breakfast. Now, granted, they're not using the oven or the stove to make anything. It's just simple toaster foods or cereal or whatnot. But breakfast is a time when they work together and they spend time together before school. And they talk about football and boy stuff and whatever and video games. And it gives me a break. It's been wonderful. Can you imagine that same sort of thing in your life? Moms, letting go and parenting open-handed is hard. That journey is going to look different for each of us. You may not be able to relate to my journey at all. You may already be great at saying yes, but maybe you have a friend who isn't. My sister-in-law just blows me away. She unknowingly pushes me in this area. I see her kids who are the exact same ages as my boys doing these different things, and I'm like, oh, I never thought to let them try that before. I look at her with raised eyebrows sometimes, and I'm holding my breath through the activity that the kids are participating in. But at the end, I'm like, that was dumb. Why was I so worried? Why was I so stressed out? Why was I worried that there was going to be this huge mess? And in the end, I see happy kids. I see kids who are trying. I see kids who are developing their talents and abilities. And that's what I want to continue cultivating in my boys. I want to be that yes parent. I don't want to hold them back. So I challenge you, go be that yes parent today. Even if it's hard, say yes. Make your yeses louder and more exciting and more regular than your no's. Allow your child to try new things and make a mess and be a daredevil on the playground, because you will truly be filled with amazement at your child, at their joy, and at the joy and relief you will feel and experience in doing so. It's okay, moms. It's okay to open your hand and release that control. Getting to a place in our parenting where we don't allow fear to hold us back in our own lives or in our child's life is huge. But with God and a friendly voice in your earbuds encouraging you, you can do it. Remind yourself you don't have to be in control all the time. Let loose, say yes, enjoy the moment, and rock this motherhood thing. With that being said, hop on over to my blog at MsAliciaCarlson.com and find some activities that you can say yes to for your kids. Also, make sure while you're there that you are subscribed to my email so you are receiving the latest and greatest in podcast episodes and the newest posts that come out.